Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live.
Drew Garabo Live, featuring the music of Seth Kushner on Tuesdays.
Can you hear me whining? It's been 3 weeks since that I have left your room.
This sudden feeling's left me trembling.
Cause now it's
here on my own,
and I'm feeling so alone.
Sir, what is your grievance with Drew Garabo?
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
I don't understand why you called me a creep, dude.
When did I call you a creep?
On the air?
No,
First thing I said was that about 20 minutes ago, first thing I said was that I think the dude that called in and that was defending pedophilia was a total just scumbag.
Right.
Okay? Because it's totally disgusting.
Sure.
And then I said, I think you should have more of your family members on because it's just radio gold.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do it right now. You're going to get what you want. I don't know what you're upset about.
I know. But you called me a creep on
the air. No. I said, Seth, did you put TLC's Creep on your playlist today? That must be what you're confusing that with. And he did not, even though he, much like myself, loves the music of Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Okay, man. I apologize, then. I just heard it wrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have. I probably didn't go through that many motions. I probably just said, creep, Seth, creep. What I should have said was, Seth, did you put Creep from Crazy Sexy Cool on the playlist today? That's why you thought I was calling you a creep. But no, it was very flattering that you want to hear, you know, my family members and Seth's family members on the radio.
Totally. Like, when the Punis thing came on, I swear to God, my belly and my ribs were so sore from laughing so hard when your son introduced the world to Punis. That was like one of the funniest things I've ever heard on radio. So, okay, I'm glad we cleared it up.
Yeah, me too. And, hold on 1 second, actually, because it's one thing to call and request our family members on the radio, but let's take this a step further because I feel so bad that that you felt put off by what you thought was me calling you a creep, when certainly there's nothing creepy about what you said at all or your tone.
I appreciate that.
Sure. We've got Mama Kush right here in advance of our 5 o'clock Mom Bomb. Mama Kush, please meet Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mama Kush. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm very flattered that you want more family members on. I'm going to go dig some up.
Don't literally dig any up, Mama Kush, because that's creepy laugh. Daniel?
Well, I was trying to dig SBK to try and procure a family member or two.
He has no family members.
Yeah, remember he was hatched. He was hatched.
He was hatched.
That's
so
that's what he said.
I mean, there's got to be a mama or a papa chicken.
I'm a government experiment.
Yep, that is true.
Oh, fascinating.
You are borderlining into the creepy, Daniel. I am going to tell you that your intrusion into SBK's family situation
pretty
is
creepy.
pretty damn creepy.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to bring it full circle so everybody gets a chance to bring their talented family members on the radio because it's such gold.
Okay, thank you, thank you, Daniel.
We are still looking for an associate producer.
Sure. Oh, sounds like little Fifi needs to be fed. There we go. Time to spread the peanut butter on the genitals.
It's 5 o'clock Mom Bomb.
Everybody ready? Uh-oh.
Oh, is that my mom's line?
No, your mom's still there.
Oh.
You're still there, right, Mama Kush?
I'm still here.
Thank the good Lord alive. All right, let's see if we can call my mom.
Oh, we do the moms at the same time?
You want to do them separately?
I don't remember how this bit worked. I thought they were separate.
We'll do your mom first, and then we'll do my mom.
Okay.
So, Mama Kush, what's new?
I don't know. I didn't even know you were bringing this back.
Well, it happens to be, and I don't know if we're bringing it back permanently or not.
We're not bringing it back.
But logged onto my Facebook today, and it told me that exactly a year ago, February 21st, 2016, Mama Kush left the following Facebook message. My other two sons do. Can someone pass this along to Seth Kushner, who is not on Facebook? Nikki and Drew, thank you. Love my boys. And the article was 6 reasons to call your mom every day. Let's see a year later if Seth has stepped up the frequency. When's the last time he called you, Mama Kush?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
Not yesterday?
No.
Nor the day before?
No, he never calls me.
Oh no. Oh no.
He never calls me.
Seth, why aren't you calling your mom?
Oh, man. Because my mom calls me, so that's when we have our dialogue.
But, I mean, why don't you ever want to pick up the phone and give her a shout?
I'm not the chatty type.
But, I mean, you want to check in to see how your mom's doing.
I text with my mom. And I know from talking to my brother that everything's cool.
But, I mean...
Okay, this is the same conversation that we had last time. It's not the same thing when you go through your brother to find out how your parents are doing.
I know, but I talked to Brett every day, so if something was going on, he would let me know that...
Well, did you know that Dad was sick right now?
With what?
He has a cold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Papa K.
Oh, prayers for Papa Kush, please.
Well, see, I mean, that's something you didn't know because you don't call us.
I got to know if Daddy has a cold.
Well, he's quite under the weather, and... He was alone for 4 days.
I know about that. Mom, here's the thing.
Alone for four days? Let's not gloss over that. Where were you, Mama Kush?
I went to Chicago.
He wasn't sick while he was alone, was he?
He was.
Oh, my God almighty. You could have gone over there and brought up some chicken matzo ball soup, Seth.
I didn't. You know, here's the thing. My dad, he didn't try to hang out with me or anything when my whole family was away in Chicago. I mean, that would have been nice, right, Mom, for Dad to say, hey, you want to hang out, son?
Well, he doesn't do that because he feels like he's bothering you.
Mom, I was thinking about Dad today because I was watching the, there's a 75 years old and up league softball that goes on around Vinoy Park. And I was wondering, when will that be Dad? When will Dad be able to retire and just play softball all day? Have you guys had that conversation now that he's 70?
No, because Dad's never going to retire.
He's just going to work until he's in the ground, right?
Right. But he could still play softball.
Sure. Just wouldn't be retired. I'm that way too. Right. I feel like I should work as long as I can. As long as I can walk upright, I should hold a job.
Not me. I'm totally counting down 40 years.
So, what has Seth been missing out on then, without daily check-ins, other than of course Papa Kush being sick? Prayers for Papa Kush. What else is he missing out on, Mama Kush?
He hasn't missed out on too much. I mean, we haven't passed on. You know, any birthdays or anything like that where he's missed.
Yeah, I saw them a couple of weeks ago for my birthday.
Yeah, for your birthday.
Yeah.
Had a big birthday brunch. Yeah,
I did.
Over at Jackson's, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, that was for my dad.
Oh, okay.
And then where'd we go for my mom's birthday? Oh, we went to
Eddie V's.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And then we went to Chichio's for my birthday.
Very nice. What'd you think of Eddie V's, Mama Kush?
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's a fine, fine meal. A heavy price tag, to be sure, but what did you have?
Well, Papa Kush picked up the tab for
Woo!
That.
Look at Papa Kush. What did you have for an entree?
I had scallops.
How are the scallops there? I've not tried them.
They were absolutely delicious. And Papa Kush had something with no price on the menu.
Oh, damn, the market price. That's how they get you.
That's right.
Be very, very wary.
And I had a Moscow mule.
You had a Moscow mule? Did they serve it in the little brass mug?
They did.
Fancy schmancy. Papa Kush must have gotten some loving that night, huh?
Well, a little bit.
Just a little bit of love. A little mouth love, probably.
Yeah.
Is Dad on Cialis?
Viagra. Oh.
When did that start?
Not too long ago, a couple years ago.
All right, So I got to about 68 before I needed it, okay?
Is that something you plan ahead for? Is it like, okay, tonight we're going to be knocking it out, Papa Kush, go ahead and pop one of these?
Well, he kind of tells me he took one.
Surprise! Does he have to tell you, or is it obvious by looking at his britches that he has taken one?
No, he tells me, but sometimes it's like, oh, well, too bad for you, because it's not happening.
Shutting the door. Does he ever tell you that he took one by kind of waiting until you're, you know, getting the dishes out of the dishwasher, and he does that whole sneak up behind you thing, a little poke, poke, poke?
That's happened before.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Okay.
And by the way, they're very, very pricey. They're not covered, so they're very pricey. So you got to be very, you know, sparingly when you take them.
Sure. You got to make sure you're going to get some action in.
Well, listen, if you guys are having a hard time paying for Dad's Viagra, I'm going to foot the bill for that one.
Wow. What a thoughtful son.
It's okay. It's okay, honey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's worth every penny to your mom.
Yeah, we can afford it.
Thank you, Mama Kush. It's great touching base with you. We'll try to get Seth to call you more often from now on. That's the purpose of the Mom Bomb, to reestablish communication between sons and moms.
The lines of communication that are open after our relationship was damaged by having her come on the air, we made up and everything's cool.
Yeah, the only thing is, Seth, is Dad and I wanted to meet up with you this weekend and have a little chit-chat with you.
Oh, snap, a little chit-chat.
No chit-chat.
Is that chit-chat going to take place on this side of the bridge or the Tampa side of the bridge?
Maybe Seth will come over here.
I don't chit-chat in Tampa. I can chit-chat in St. Pete.
Okay, well, we'll meet you in St. Pete then.
I'm busy. Did you hear? I'm a professor now.
I heard, honey. I'm so proud of you. Let me be the first to buy you a pipe and a vest.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of your mom's dog's name. I just heard it in the background, and I know the name of this dog. It's not Flopsy.
There's two dogs.
Moxie?
Macy?
Macy.
And Maddie.
Oh.
Macy and Maddie.
Sorry about that. Well, listen, we're going to let you go while the relationship is still intact. Mama Kush, thank you for checking in, and we'll talk to you before Mother's Day.
Okay. Before Mother's Day. Okay, well, great. You guys have a great show.
Thanks, Mama Kush.
Love you.
Love you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, dropping the mom bomb before Mother's Day. Okay.
How was that?
That was fantastic. I got everything I needed from that.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. What do you think the chit-chat's about? Oh, there's no chit-chat.
Oh, I know what it's about.
No.
A little pep talk.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, no, there's plenty of talk.
No,
there's
nothing to talk about. 5 o'clock, clack, clack,
clack. Mom bomb. My mom's got a high bar to jump over when it comes to passive-aggressive comments.
Let's
see if she's up for it.
You said you saw your mom this weekend, so you wouldn't have to talk to her for at least 3 months.
Yeah, I said we're good for a while.
We should let John talk to her.
Hello.
What up, Mom?
Warning, warning, warning. No Viagra questions, all right?
What about Cialis?
Don't discuss that, okay?
Has Dad ever needed any artificial help?
What did I just say?
Just between what ages, just so Drew knows what to prepare for.
Right. I'll let you know.
But he's still getting the job
done? I'll let you know if and when.
All right. Oh, so that means Dad hasn't needed any Viagra yet. I hope.
Because you're going to need the Cialis with the ecstasy, right? Drew doesn't all balance each other out? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So we had a great brunch over the weekend to celebrate the births of my father, my two nephews. We went to Rocco's Tacos on Sand Lake Road.
Oh, excellent.
Tableside
guac. Lovely.
Tableside guac was a fantastic meal.
Did you give a toast, Drew?
No toasts were given. Nope. No, we just all enjoyed salsa and guac and our meals, had a lovely time. And I think a good time was had by all, I think.
I think so.
All right, good. Phew.
Did you pick
it
up the bill?
It was very nice.
No, my dad got this one, which my brother-in-law and I were very upset about because we were both trying to get the bill, but my dad got the bill before we could. He beat us to the punch on this one. So.
Well, let me ask your mom a question. Mrs. Garabo, how often is Drew picking up the phone and calling you just to talk, just to see how you're doing?
Well, let's talk about that. January 30th, 2004. 15 or 16. Ish.
What would be a good frequency? I mean, obviously you listen to your son on the radio as much as you can, but I'm sure you'd like to hear his voice, you know, just on a one-on-one level. How often do you think it would be beneficial to both of you for to have Drew call you?
Every day. Hi, Mom. I'm here. Nothing's new. I love you. Bye.
Because he's a texter, right? But you would love to hear his voice.
You can hear my voice for four friggin' hours a day. Why would you want to hear my voice? You can always hear.
It's not personal.
What if I sign on every day? I go, hey, it's 2 o'clock. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Hi, Mom. Love you. Just want to let you know I'm okay. Nothing's new.
That would be nice.
All right.
I bet your half-brother calls your mom more than you do.
That's
oh,
me.
Boy. Oh, boy.
See, Seth trying to star, you know.
I thought that's what.
I know. Oh, by the way, no gestures. I'm watching
Bone TV.
What? No, I don't do gestures.
You just did a gesture.
No, that's just celebrating. You're the king of the gesture.
I'm talking about either one of you.
No, it's all gestures. No, I mean, my dad did tell me when my half-brother is coming down, and I think we're going to get together over at my parents' house.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
It is.
Yeah, I'm really proud of my personal growth in that area.
Can't wait for that family photo to surface.
Yeah, well, the kid looks more like my dad than I do.
I know. How did that happen?
I don't want to undo any of the progress that I made. All right. Well, listen, I've enjoyed this mom bomb tremendously.
I mean, you're going to have to call your mom more. That's the point of this whole bit.
Is to call your mom more?
Yeah.
And we hope that everyone out there will call their moms more.
How long is your drive home on average, Drew?
Mine?
Yes.
Well, I'd say between 30 and 45 minutes every
day. Plenty of time to call your mom daily on your drive home.
He's busy texting.
What better way to unwind after a long day on the radio than to call your mom? At least that's when I make all my calls on my 5-minute ride home.
Yeah, because I'm not sick of talking to and listening to people. My mom's seen the gestures we made on TV 30 seconds ago. You're right. On my way home, I could pick up the phone.
Start today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking today.
Well, you know, the off-air stuff.
We'll start it tomorrow. Yeah. There's no off-air stuff.
The nuts and bolts of the conversation. This was all fluff. You got to get to the real issues off the air.
Well, there's no real issues. We're good.
Well, she could just call Drew. You know, he's in the car by 6:05.
Yeah.
You could call me any day after, say, between 6 and 7. I'm on the way home.
Yeah, I've called you. You don't answer.
Can't hear it sometimes because I've stored my phone away from where I can see it for safety purposes.
Yeah, I know.
Of course. All right. Well, thank you very much. It was lovely to see you guys this weekend. And
yes, it was.
I don't want to get too political, but are you satisfied with the president's response to the rampant anti-Semitism in the United States of America? Or
is that a response?
I guess I don't even need to ask if you side with the Anne Frank Institute saying that this was not enough of a response.
If it took him 4 days, 4 days to say anything, no, it's not enough.
There you go. It's my mom representing.
And he still didn't say enough.
As a Jewish American, my mother is saying these things about the anti-Semitism in America.
Well, just so you know, Mama Grabo, Drew off the air today said that Donald Trump said enough and he didn't even need to address this.
He's lying. So lying. So lying. All right. Well, thank you, Mom, for joining us.
Let me ask you something. How many times did the current president, and I won't mention his name, say, Barack Obama won't even say the Islamic terrorists?
It's a pretty good Trump impersonation. Pretty good point.
Anyway.
That's a mom. Well, thank you, Mom. Appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Bye.
Call your mom, everybody. All right. And there we go.
I'll talk to you next year, Mom.
Kevin, don't you have any parents that we can call? Come on, Kevin.
See, here's the thing.
You have a cousin or something?
It wouldn't work with my mom on the air.
Right.
I talk to my mom almost every other day or so.
See, he's a good son. you have to be a crappy son for the mom bomb to work.
We don't really have any tension, so
right. If Kevin had a Jewish mom who could kind of lay on the guilt, man. It could create some decent radio.
Yeah,
my mom's all she's happy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean,
I like my mom.
Yeah,
so. Not saying you guys don't like your mom.
No, we do.
I mean, how would anybody?
I don't know anybody would.
Yeah, you know what I'm. Impression. We're just my mom's like you know.
She's cool.
She's cool with me.
Yeah. Yeah. The attention is why people enjoy the mom.
John, you got a mom that you don't like?
Yeah.
No, I actually call my mom every day on the way home.
No, you don't.
Every day?
I will tell you, since I've been making the trip over the bridge at this time of the day, pretty much, yeah.
Look at you guys.
He's lying. He's placing his taco takeout order. He's not calling his mom on the way home.
I'm sure she would love to hear from me at any time if you ever want to go down that road. So.
Sure, we definitely want to go down that road.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.